Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Most people know this verse off by heart. You'll find even those who have rejected Jesus as the way will know at least some of this verse, that Jesus offers himself as the way. And yet the insanity of this age is that we keep on choosing another way. We choose often our own way, that which makes sense to us. One sees stickers on cars claiming that this person and that person is the way. That is a direct rejection of what Jesus said. Uma si bala ku sticker emva kwemoto efastelene ukuthi usibanban uyindlela. We are rejecting the plain truth that Jesus said, that he alone is the way. That is the ultimate insanity. We've been speaking this week about the madhouse of the universe, a sermon preached many years ago by Oswald Smith. That was the title. And here I've been giving a few points that we can look at. How, firstly, the person is insane who prepares for the present and not for the future. Last time we looked at the insanity of sinning and thinking you can get away with it. The verse, be sure your sin will find you out. And now, the one who rejects God's plan of salvation and manufactures his own, that person is spiritually insane, the Bible would declare. Because when you make your own way, you'll finally see, perhaps even in this world, that it will get you nowhere, and will certainly not get you into heaven. Just think of those who lived very well-known popular lives. Thomas Paine, well-known founder in America, he was an infidel. He cried out in his dying moments, O Lord, help me. O God, help me. Jesus Christ, help me. O Lord, help me. He said it over and over again. The people said he said it without knowing what he was saying. Voltaire, the French infidel of the French Revolution, cried out in his dying days, O Christ, O Christ, O Christ. Francis Newport wrote, How idle it is to bid the fire not to burn when the fuel is administered, or to command the sea to be still in the midst of a storm. Such is my case. Whither am I going? I am damned and lost forever. That will be your case, dear friend, unless you turn to the one who said that he is the way.